ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام اتق الله بعض التقى وإن قل واجعل بينك وبين الله سترا وإن رق.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Fear Allah to some degree, even though it be little, and set a curtain between you and Allah, even though it be thin."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs to my brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. One of the profound lessons, dear friends, which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is the concept of bravery and valor. As both Muslim and non-Muslim scholars, as well as Shia and Sunni scholars, have all unanimously attested to the fact that in his time, Imam Ali alayhi salam was the most courageous and the most brave and valorous person. Along with the many traditions about the valor and bravery of Imam Ali alayhi salam on the battlefield and off the battlefield, we find that one day the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam came out with a very happy manner, and he said to his companions, "I am a valorous man, the son and brother of valorous men." And then the Holy Prophet continued and he said, "The reason for my being valorous is that I am the master and the leader of the Arabs." And then he says, "As for being the son of a valorous father, I am the son of Abraham, Ibrahim, the friend of Allah, Khalilullah, a prophet about whom Allah has said, a young man making mention of them, and he was called Abraham." And then the Prophet said, "As for being the brother of a valorous man, I am the brother of Ali, about whom Gabriel, Jibra'il, has said, there is no man more valorous than Ali." Dear friends, it is an attested and unanimous fact among both Muslim and non-Muslim scholars, as well as among both Sunnis and Shias, that Imam Ali alayhi salam was truly a very courageous, brave, and valorous person. But when we look deeper into the traditions which are related by Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that he has told us, "The most courageous and valorous of people is the one who fights against their sins." Fighting against one's sins, the most valorous and brave of actions, a beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
CIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Listen to this wisdom, brothers and sisters. Imam Ali alayhi salam says to his son, I know I don't usually like to read, because I find when I read something, I disconnect from the crowd. But I want you to think of what I'm saying. Please reflect on it and I will end soon. He said, this is an advice from a father who realizes the mortality of life, who is getting old, who has patiently borne reverses and calamities, who hates the worldly desires and has overcome them, and who is going shortly to pass out of this world. What a letter he's writing to his son, Imam Hassan. Of course, this will is for you and me. Imam Ali says, my dear son, you are part of my body and my soul. And whenever I look at you, I feel as if I am looking at myself. This is Imam Ali talking to his son. If any calamity happens to you, it has befallen me. Look at what he gives him. He said, my first and foremost advice to you is to fear Allah. Fear here in a positive way. Be aware of Him. Be His obedient servant. Keep His thought always fresh in your mind. Be attached to and carefully guard the rope of Islam, which connects you with Him. Can any other connection be stronger, more durable and more lasting than this command? No. This is a father talking to a son. Those of us who are going to be fathers, those of us who are fathers, this is how we should be talking to our sons. He says, oh my son, this is now the title, how to gain experience and how to build character. He says to him, accept good advices and freshen your mind with them. Adopt piety and kill your inordinate desires. Do not talk about things which you do not know. Do not speculate and pass judgment over subjects about which you are not in position to form an opinion and are not called upon to do so. Meaning, know your balance. Don't give comments to people or say things that you don't know about. It doesn't belong to you. Look at an advice. He's talking to an imam, talking to an imam. He says, give up the way where there is a possibility of you going astray, where there is a danger of you wandering the wilderness of ignorance, possibility of losing the sight of the goal which you want to attain. Give it up. Don't go towards it. Advise people to do good and live virtuously, because you are fit to give such advices. Let your words and deeds teach the world lessons of how to abstain from wickedness and villainous. Try your best to keep away from those who indulge in vices and evil deeds. Meaning, keep away from them. Don't associate with them.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.